Hey, what the heck's in this box?
Oh, it's just a little surprise for you. It's, eat a dick!
Oh my god, it looks exactly like my boyfriend's!
It does! Down to the color and everything. Listen, you guys, you can send anonymous dicks to people using dickatyourdoor.com.
Very realistic.
It's veiny, it's thick. That's a solid chocolate. It's vegan.
It's vegan! I didn't know that. Also, yeah. The ball
can't
is
milk
very
that.
Realistic. They're very veiny and they have like a, they look like they've been dried out.
You got the sack wrinkles.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the good wrinkly sack.
Looks like two dates.
Yeah. Oh, that's, it should be a chocolate covered date.
We should
chocolate
ideas.
Covered date. Dickatyourdoor.com, use 25% off. Mm-hmm. Use 25% off. Get 25% off using the code SLOBS. It's great. Just in time for
25% off if you. You can do whatever you want with this. You don't have to just eat it.
Put 100% in. You might get an infection.
You actually probably don't put it in. But
you can send it to someone you love, someone mm-hmm. you hate. It's 100% anonymous unless you want to include a note. And they got other fun. They have other fun stuff on the website. Dickatyourdoor.com.
Dickatyourdoor.com. You can get a butthole. You can get poop. You can get.
There's poop.
Dick. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can get.
Yeah, it's not real poop. It's chocolate poop.
We got Valentine's Day coming up. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up. We got next Christmas coming up. Get it early. Freeze it.
Send it to grandma. Yeah, these things sell like hotcakes. Big hot cocks, really,
hot cocks.
If you will. Dickatyourdoor.com. Use the code SLOBS for 25% off.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so good.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
We are back with slobs. We have an amazing guest today wearing the most wild shoes I've ever seen in my life.
The best dress woman on
Earth. How the hell are you? Pick up the damn mic.
Oh, you have to pick up the mic. It's a very high-tech rig here.
Oh, my God.
We're holding mics. Susan, for God's sake.
Susan, get your ass over here. Here you come.
She smells the other dogs. She knows that you've given her
attention. Listen, I have five dogs. Well, I have four now.
Five?
Aww,
R.I.P. Fuck. Yeah, I rescue and foster and then foster fail.
Oh, yeah, constantly. I keep thinking about fostering another dog, and I'm like, it's too risky.
Yeah, because she'll keep it.
Yeah, and I already am, like, really dragging Moki around. She's like, please just stop traveling.
And then you buy a dog. I bought my dog. Sorry.
How dare you?
You know what? I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah, as if I didn't purchase an all-white English beagle.
I rescued you from the breeder.
Yeah.
You can find any kind of dog. You know that now. Just saying. Just throw that out there.
I did find an golden retriever rescue site out here.
Okay,
so I've been looking at that.
Susan,
for the next one.
That's a problem. Yeah, I don't pop her eyes back
Susan.
In her head every morning. That's like you do with your dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
That's what one of them does, actually.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Pug?
No, it was a weird, like, ratty chihuahua.
Every morning, you put the eyes back in the head.
No, he just goes like this. Like for hours on end.
So he just cough and hack.
He has an enlarged heart, so.
Oh, I'm supposed to feel bad now.
His heart's too big.
Oh, no, his heart's too big. So are his eyes, and so are his throat's too small, I guess.
I mean,
yeah, that's me.
She's obsessed. She knows that you rescue, that's why.
Oh my God.
She's trying to be rescued from Steph.
Yeah. You guys.
Please.
Kind of like Cesar Milan over here.
I mean, this is wild.
She does this to everybody, so don't act like you're somebody.
Moki.
That's what you get when you pay for a dog.
I was talking about you the other day with somebody.
You get what you pay for.
You bitch. No, I was talking to somebody about you opening a new comedy club. Should we talk about this?
God.
Is it allowed to be talked
top
about?
Secret?
No,
we
can talk about it. It's official. It's crazy, you guys. It's a lot to open a business in LA.
I cannot imagine.
I mean, I'm doing two right now, which is, I'm stretched, but I'm here. I just graduated from the same vocal academy that you graduated from.
Hey, fuck you. You sound worse than me right now.
Was it University of Motor Oil? Like,
what? Wow. Wow.
Listen, Donnell Rawlings is one of the professors there. Yeah. D.L. Ray is a teacher.
You guys start laughing. It just sounds like a bunch of trucks revving their engine.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like people tailgating.
Oh my God.
Get her done.
I mean, it sounds great. Yeah. No, but it's been crazy. I have a club opening at Hollywood Highland in the new complex called Ovation.
Yeah, they're really is that branded by this Ovation Cell Therapy people, or is that just the name they went with?
No, it's Ovation. I think it means like,
it's just like standing ovation.
Yeah.
Like, get up.
Which we thought about naming the club that.
Applause.
That's cool.
Because that would have been fun, standing ovation. Uh-huh. But then.
The O.
What if somebody gets up there and sucks?
Yeah.
Then you really put that up there.
Boo.
Yeah.
We named it Boo.
Yeah. So then we came up one day. I was watching this video of a kookaburra bird. Have you ever heard a kookaburra bird? Oh my God.
Is that what it sounds like?
They laugh. They're so cute.
It's okay. The only bird in the world that can laugh like a human. It is the cutest, most hilarious bird.
Okay.
I mean, it is. Okay, listen, while we're talking, I'm going to pull up the bird. Okay, so it's the craziest sound.
Yeah, I don't actually know if that's what it sounds like. It's just got a crazy sound.
It laughs.
What if she pulls up a video and it sounds exactly like your laugh?
I'll be so offended.
Well, I'm just going to have you do the voiceover for it. But the bird is hilarious. And so we ended up naming it the Kookaburra Lounge because we wanted to do like an Art Deco meets Copacabana design.
Ooh, I love
right?
that.
So it's
that's like an old Hollywood kind of look.
It's old Hollywood, but like more that. Like think like Liberace would perform there.
Oh my God.
Right? Like you're not going to be sitting in no fucking Home Depot black banquet chair next to somebody that. Checking their phone.
It's a vibe. Yeah.
No. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a scene.
Get this. Here's the other thing. Here's the best thing we decided on, right? Because Eric Anderson is like behind this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eric Anderson, who used to, he managed here for a while. He's like, great.
Oh, I know that. Right? Okay.
He turned this place.
Yeah, he was the one who became manager when they like flipped it from the Dark Ages. Okay. Like yes. he
did a number.
With Adam.
Yeah, okay. He's amazing. He's opening Joe Rogan's club right now.
Yeah, he was poached. Okay. Yeah, is how good he was.
Poached.
Is
that then I poached.
Someone paid him to move across the country to open a club. And then you were like, but come back.
What I did. I was like, I don't care what you cost. You're amazing. So we tore out the entire kitchen. We're putting the green room in there, but the green room, to enter it, it looks like it's part of the kitchen. So
cool.
We're putting a speakeasy in there for comics only.
Oh, that's that. Fun. That's
it's called the green
one.
Room. That's the name of the bar. It's for only comics and like, you know, their friends.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a great,
cool,
like
man.
A fun hang of like, let's go to the green room.
Yeah. So then there's also like the regular green room before you go on stage.
Yeah.
You know, to go
out.
Yeah. The lights and, you know, kind of like same setup everywhere. And then there's like the VIP bar, which is called the green room. So no one really knows. Okay. And there's a secret back entrance. Because here's the thing, we're next door to the Dolby, and that's where they, you know, like Barbara Streisand comes
they, like,
up.
Come up.
So you guys
have
like
gonna be a password. I'm such a dork.
I mean,
like, no, we're just not gonna let you in if we don't know you.
Listen, if you come in, you have to laugh like this, okay? I'm just gonna.
That's I'm sorry, Katie. Crazy. Other Katie.
I mean, is that not so good?
Producing headphones.
If you come in, this is what you
have. Oh, I was kind of close. You try. You just go
that's
for it.
That's wild. Wait, yes. Is the bird actually like laughing?
Yeah, that was after one of my sets.
This is
that.
I perform at the zoo on the weekend.
That's crazy.
Right?
Susan hates it. That's nuts.
My God. Okay.
I'm like, we get it. We've heard it enough.
There's going to be loose kookaburras flying about the club. Mag,
that would be a nightmare.
No, but everyone's like, you should have like a bird in a cage there. And I was like, what am I, a fucking monster?
So yeah,
like,
what the hell?
No Australian comics will ever perform that.
Jesus Christ.
No, because it's the national bird of Australia.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's like protected. No, but the thing is they actually fly up to you and they're friendly.
It's because Australians really? Are getting too handsy with the animals.
Yeah.
Okay. Giving them
but I mean, like,
beer.
When they kill for food, they, like...
They kill for food?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like
do they break shit open?
Yes. They, like, go, like...
With their beak?
Yeah.
And okay, break it open. Shit.
But well, it's
very, yeah, and I'm very excited that you're doing this because, you know, there's not a lot of female-run clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in L.A.
Yeah, especially in L.A. And the fact that you're a comic who knows how to run a show because you were... Getting screwed over by another club out here that we don't need to
shout
out. Not the Comedy Store.
Not
the Improv. So
some other big club.
Yes,
another club in the same area.
Yeah. Man-owned.
Man,
and my checks came from that man, so it was very fun. I just thought, huh, this could definitely be done different. I've been doing comedy for 20 years actually my first show ever was here at the Comedy Store.
Oh my God.
Yes. I had to audition for Mitzi.
You auditioned for Mitzi?
I did.
Oh my God. Louis love you?
He did. He goes, oh my God, you remind me of Roseanne Barr. And I was like, I was so flattered because
I love Rosie. God, Louis.
So she gave me the belly room. Get this. I was allowed to run my show at the belly room.
Uh-huh.
And whatever we made, it was cash. I had a little cigar box, which I have to this day. I was allowed to keep.
Oh my God, is that going to be the box for Kookaburra?
I mean, I feel like I need to have it like in its own
somewhere.
Little
case,
in the green room, up on the wall, like some of my little tchotchkes throughout the years.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal because that was like in the time, like when Mitzi was here, it was like nowadays. you can kind of be a, on the outskirts outsider and maybe run a belly room show on an off night.
Yeah.
But that was back when it's like, you had to like get passed into being able to do a show.
You had to get passed. Really? And it was like, and it was dingy. It was before the remodel.
Yeah. They're like, we love women. Put them in the closet upstairs.
Yeah.
It's for women. Put asbestos in the walls so none of these crazy women get pregnant. We can't have that.
Oh my God. I mean, it worked. Thank God. I was all for that. But no, I went up there and I had Andy Kozel. I don't know if you guys know who he is.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah, he ran the door for me.
My God.
And then the comics would come up. So it'd be whoever was, you know, on the shows downstairs will come up, do a small set, and then they would have to sing a karaoke song.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
oh
my how it, God.
And it was called Katie-oke, and that was like my.
That's a good name. So that is fun. It was, and then Josh Adam Myers came
ripped
and took
it off.
Oh, I know that fucker with the same voice.
Yeah exactly.
He literally.
Stole your whole act.
He was like, oh, we're going to call ours the goddamn comedy jam. You're like, yeah.
God.
Hey.
I saw something about the club that we don't know what time it was. It's a Laugh Factory. How, well, because Sebastian Maniscalco just posted something. Right now, he has his big, his new Netflix special.
Right above it. And he
right
never.
Above it. And he never, he says, this is a big moment for me. He's like, my face is on the side of the Laugh Factory. He goes, this club never let me in. He goes, I tried to
show up. Away in the line.
Away in the line.
That 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Tuesday yeah. bullshit where they bake you in the sun.
Oh my God, you guys, that is the worst open mic. Okay, can I just say this really quick?
Yeah.
Because I, thank God, never. Oh, no, wait, I did have to do it. I did. I did it once and got passed, so that was...
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, but then I never heard from them.
Okay, but here's how it works. So you get in line, the first 10 people...
If that.
Yeah, no, it's the first 10 get guaranteed to be picked somehow. Their number goes into a fishbowl.
Because
I was the one that was hosting the open mics.
Yeah. Sorry.
By the way, I would pull my
eyeball.
I mean, really?
Sorry, I keep touching
my
eyes.
Do you want to pick it? Yeah. You want to floss your teeth while we're doing
it? How do I have Susan's hair is in my eye. Sorry. My eye's going to fall out. I'm your dog.
I mean, you have to dig around up there. But, you know, 10 people, the first 10 people, so they get up no matter what. And then the whoever many, there could be 200 people in line, then we just draw the numbers. But, you know, if you know somebody working the open mic,
You're getting.
But I mean, there was a guy who smelled like urine. There was a guy who had puppets, homeless people. It was like the most random open mic.
Oh, yeah. Because people, it's insane the amount of people are just like, I'm going to come to Hollywood. I'm going to fucking make it.
Yeah. I mean, by the way. Yeah. People will be like, I'll just find a place to live. And you're like, no.
And they're still living in the cars.
That's what I did. I lived in my car and I had a dildo.
No, did you?
I had a dildo business. Yes.
You were the dildo lady.
Oh my God.
Was this one of those multi-level marketing where you did dildo parties?
And I spent all my money on it and the dildos flew out. Angela Johnson knows the story. Okay, you guys are obviously.
We know Angela. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So Angela and I have been friends for a very long time and we met like back in the day and I was living in my car, okay? Because I couldn't get a place to live because I didn't have an address or I mean a job and because you have to write down like
the
where
thing.
You work.
Yeah.
Back in the day when it was, you know, nobody had phones and shit like that. And I bought into this like sex party thing because it's like you can make thousands on the weekends. Oh, and I was like, yes, then I could stop living in my car.
Oh my
so I spent
God.
Like half my money that I had on
boxes.
Be
the dildo mistress of Hollywood.
Got in an accident on the 101.
No.
And got, yes.
Dildos, I was, everywhere.
Dildos everywhere?
Rolling into the freeway. They got rocks embedded in them.
No.
And I was like, oh, I started bawling. That was all my money.
Oh my God. Also, that's the funniest thing in the world.
That person who hit you is like, so what funny. Is
he helped me collect them. He was like, I was like, it's my business. I look like I've just worked on a porn set.
Oh my
got all these dirty
God.
Dildos. Had to go to this crazy Armenian bachelorette party in Glendale. Thumbing through my Thomas guide to get there. Show up with all these dirty dildos. She didn't want them.
Oh, really?
They're bejeweled.
Shocker, yeah.
They were like, are these?
Road rash.
Yeah. No, they're grizzled. They've been doing
some
work.
One of the balls
work.
Got ripped off of this thing.
I was like,
good
they're
God.
Ripped. She's like, with pebbles?
Yeah, really.
It's the new thing. It's
L.A. It's get the 101 in you.
What's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow. Just made it like a...
It was, you guys, it was fucking crazy. So, needless to say, that didn't work out. But I ended up getting a job at Dimples. And I worked for like this total perv that owned this karaoke bar. And I worked for him for a while. And then I was able to get a place to live right there on Primera and Cahuenga. So that was my first place.
Shit.
Yeah, I've had like every crazy job. So when I moved here, I was like, my name's going to be on the side of that Laugh Factory one day. And then it was. And I felt proud. And then I would get my checks. And I was like, how am I supposed to live?
Yeah,
I'm bringing you so much business too.
I'm like, I'm packing it every night. They would give me a Monday night. they were like,
they would try to give you a shitty, and you're like, okay.
So what are you doing with your club? Like, what, how are you going to book it? What's your...
Okay, so we are comedy and music, because I'm married to a music...
A badass fucking music genius.
I mean, he's a music guy. And like, he wants to have his like Walter and Friends night there at least once a month.
Yeah. Become friends with Walter.
Yeah.
Let me come scat, Walter.
Oh my God. So scatting is the one thing in the world that makes me want to kill someone.
Skiddly beep beep.
It's just, that's scatting.
It's bizarre.
It is, yeah.
What was that singing?
I don't know how that was invented. That someone just like ran out of words and then they're like, scoobity boop boop. Someone was having a stroke and they're like, it's art. Skibbity beep bitty bit. And like, he's dying.
I mean, scatting to me is like.
Is like scatting.
Beat up, boop, ba, doop, up. Remember that song?
Yeah, that's
I'm a scatting man.
I hated that song.
I fucking hated that song.
Bad. And he's pooping everywhere.
That's a bad song.
Skip it up, beat up, beat up.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, what the fuck is that? That was like kind of charted,
no,
that song.
Was psychotic.
Jesus.
We will not have a scat night there. I'm just letting you know.
Oh.
But
it might. It's Hollywood.
You never know what kind of clowns show up. No, but we do want to have like comedy music and kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But this, it is the majority comedy.
Okay.
And since the Roosevelt now owns Ovation,
uh-huh,
we're going to do deals where comics from out of town can come that do weekend, the whole week.
Oh, you're going to do like standard weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Like standard
headliner.
Yeah, so you
that's
get paid,
nice.
So it's worth
Yeah.
And then you can stay at the Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's fucking
sweet.
Oh, that's
a great setup.
That's really fucking
sweet. Right there.
I'm moving out of town just so I can try to get you to book me to come into town so I can stay at the Roosevelt.
Yeah, but then, you know, your meals would be, we would be able to do the meals for, you know, the comics.
The comics, yeah.
And then, because our kitchen is, I mean, it's
going to be a good.
Insane. It's all new. We've literally tore out, it used to be the grill. So you know the grill in the alley in Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah.
Like prime steaks and martinis. It's been there forever, right?
Yeah. Did you say steak?
And so that's how I talk to dogs, by the way. I have my own language with them.
Shoshan,
you look gorgeous. And she loves it, say. And so they had the grill in Hollywood, and then COVID, the whole thing, it stopped there. They gave me a killer deal. I just had to get my liquor license. So basically... That was fun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was hell.
But they held the space for me until I got it, and I was the last number pulled in the liquor license lottery.
Oh, fuck.
25 out of like 600 applicants.
Not everyone.
Oh, my God.
No, you have to pay. Everyone has to pay $26,000 to enter the lottery.
To enter the
lottery. And then if you don't get it, you don't get it.
If you don't get it, you get your money back.
Okay.
Okay. But you lose, I think it's like $200 or something.
But that's okay.
But they just only give so many per year?
25.
I thought it was like fucking the green card, because when you pay, you don't get the money back. If you pay $15,000,
what?
Your green card, you don't get it back. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, so if I didn't get approved, they would have kept my money.
That seems unethical.
It's psychotic.
What
they're not taking enough from us. They have to charge you for green cards you're not getting.
So you need to learn who to date when you come here as, you
know. I try.
Status.
Get in. Get married.
We got to take a quick break here.
Oh, yeah. We're taking a break. We're going to come right back.
Yes.
All right. We're back. Listen, I want to hear some.
Oh,
look,
my God. This story.
I know. And I have to leave. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I literally have to go. I have to be on stage.
Fuck
an hour
you.
And
you're going
to
miss
it. Oh, my God. An hour and a half.
I have to take her home. I'm half an hour from my house. She has to go for a walk and be fed.
Oh, it's trafficky as shit right now.
I know.
I'm supposed to be on stage at 7. They're just going to have to.
They're going
to
have
to. Wait, you have to be on stage at 7?
It doesn't matter. We're fine. We have 15 minutes.
All right. Do you want to hear about the corn in the dick hole, or do you want to hear about the colostomy hole that got fucked?
We got 15 minutes.
So which one?
Let's both. We got to do both.
All right. Well, I'll whip through both, but we can name no names.
Of course. I don't know who these people are. So that's on you. If you name a name.
I mean, I'll tell you.
If you tell everyone that it is Bradley Cooper, that'd be
okay,
wild.
I mean,
this is
really the most disgusting story I've ever heard in my life, and it is 100% true.
Oh, okay, hit me, Susan.
Okay,
Susan's
so,
leaving. She's Susan, like, I don't want to hear this filth.
Susan, I would run for the hills too. Okay, this is a really wild story. This is really gross, by the way.
This is slobs. We're disgusting. Our last episode, someone had a tampon lodged in them for weeks.
Oh, okay. This is worse.
Yeah. Oh. Been there. Just kidding.
I mean, I had a roommate that had that happen. She didn't know until she was like, why is it smelly?
She might have written into the podcast. Someone was like, I had to open a window.
I don't want to say her name, but does it start with a B?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
That's
okay,
so funny. I bet it's happened to a lot more women than people are aware of.
You're like, something's lost up there.
Yeah. There's a fucking village growing in your pussy.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, this is a crazy story. So... I am foreign. I come from a foreign family. My dad is North African French. And
gay?
I know. I speak French.
Oh, that's right.
Steph, do you speak Spanish?
I speak nothing. Just
bonjour, Karine.
Oh my God, bonjour, Karine.
Ah, que belle.
I love it. I love that. That is the most French that you.
I know French.
Oh, you do?
Je sais français. Oui, connais. I understand it better than I can speak it. Like, I can read it really well.
You're like, où est le petit l'oiseau?
Oui, je suis American. je ne sais pas.
Actually, that's très bon.
Ah oui, I know how to say it. I don't know, and that's it.
That's good, that's good. Bien, très bien.
Tell us the story, l'histoire disgusting.
Okay, so this story is really horrible, and I apologize, but it needs to be told. I mean,
we have to let people know that this is happening out there.
Okay, so there is a such thing as people that are foreign that are not circumcised, okay?
Yeah, there's people who are not foreign that are not circumcised.
Yeah, you know, and I am for all. I love all
a
men.
A dick with a hat, a dick without.
Without. Yeah. I mean, we live in the times where you have soap and water and you can take care of that. So when people are like, oh my God, it's so gross. It's like, well, you don't live in a fucking cave. So
yeah, it's
fine.
Like, just do this.
Yes. Just rinse your
literally
dick
literally that.
Okay, I mean, same could be said with old women, too. Just soap and water, rinse it out.
Flaps and folds you got to get in there sometimes.
Right, just rinse it out, let the air dry, and you're good to go. Air it out.
Put it up to one of those Dyson blow dryers. Just lips.
Oh, my God,
everywhere.
Wait, really quick. That I saw a woman at Crunch Gym.
No.
Using the community blow dryer, the one that's on the wall for everyone to use, blow drying her big old bush.
Absolutely not. I would scream at that woman.
And I was like, this is why I bring my own utensils.
That's why it's called crunch. Everything just crunches there.
But what if one of the pubes flew off and went down into the blow dryer?
That's what I'm saying. It probably did. It probably flew through the air and landed on someone who was in the sauna.
You see what I'm saying? How disgusting that is. Like, anyways, so I know. It's the chair. It's the chair. Okay, so
I thought it was me.
This is a famous actor who is foreign. And he was drunk one night at a party we were all at, and he told us this story.
Mamma mia.
That's so crazy. He said that when he first moved to L.A., he didn't know that L.A. girls were, you know, like, thirsty, and I was like, hello.
Oh, they were going to try to fuck you because you're in a movie?
Yeah, because you're famous.
Yeah.
And he moved
in my country, they just fuck you because you're beautiful. Sure, that's what's going on.
Right. So he said he was at a party, and, like, there's all these, like, hot girls, and everyone was hitting on him. He's like, oh, my God, I'm getting so much attention. He ended up having sex with one of these girls, and they were, like, laying in bed, blah, blah, blah. He gets up to rinse off. Now, mind you, not just regular sex. He butt fucked her.
Butt fucked.
A random without a condom, which, hello, gross.
Dude, what? It's like, do people not learn anything? You're just going to someone's poop shoot.
Yeah. And by the way, don't you have to prepare for that?
I mean,
that's what I was told. I've never done it. I just don't know.
Well,
I've never done it.
And I haven't done it. And yeah, no, it seems like.
Someone said you have to prepare.
I would never be organized enough for the preparation.
Neither could I. That's the whole thing. I think.
And then it's like, do you have to coordinate it with your partner? Like, well, I need to know 4 days in advance. Because what if you prepare and then they're like, I'm tired. And you're like, I starved myself and did an enema in my own bathtub. Put your dick in my butt.
How sexy is that, right?
Fuck my butt.
Yeah. So I, you know, I was like, that's really random. But I guess they were, I don't know, coked up or something. But
just feeling wild.
Right. So
she's like, I'll let you butt fuck me. Then he's going to make me
his
wife.
Which is crazy, right?
Like, disgusting.
And a person you don't know.
Ew.
Like, that's a lot. Like, I think about, like, a blowjob is enough. Then you go, like, sex. That's your puss. Then that's the like last resort.
They're putting stuff inside of you.
Yeah. Your butthole. You know, like, your butthole.
That's where you keep your treasure. Where I keep my treasure.
I mean, I don't know what's up there, but it sounds like it would be good. So he tells me that he gets up, he goes to take a shower, and he pulls back his peen skin
as
to
you
wash
do.
It.
Da-da.
And a chunk of corn comes out.
Oh.
Of his dick skin.
Like full corn.
A full, like, undigested piece of corn.
Piece of corn.
Was in his dick.
Ew! Like,
Do you know that?
Like a little corn pop. He had corn nuts.
I just. Every time I see him now, or I just we're around each other,
that.
I can't think of corn, like full corn kernels in him, and like it just really traumatized me a little bit.
Yeah,
but that's a true story.
I couldn't have a friend tell me that and not call them Corn Cob Johnson for the rest of my life. That's all he would be known as. That is a full corn. What did he say something to the girl? Do we know? Was he just like, well,
no, he didn't say anything.
This is America.
This is what you get. But every time I hear that song too, by, I don't know who sings it, but I think it's like 3-6 Mafia. Slob on my knob.
Like corn on the cob.
Yeah. That's all I can think of.
They fucked that girl too.
Probably.
What's crazy is he's foreign, so he's going to go back to his home country and be like, the women in America eat so much corn.
Yeah.
Like that's, that you like, you're representing America when you fuck a foreigner who's new to America.
Yeah,
they think that that's what all.
We just have corn stuffed in our butts. I guess that's what America.
Probably what people think. Like, yeah, they wear their fanny packs. Oh, wait, I have one on.
Oh, you do have one.
I mean, I wanted to, in their butt.
I wanted to be like slobby, but I was doing stuff today, and then I was like, "Oh wait!"
I was like, "This is you, slobby? Fuck you!"
No, but this is my sweats. I figured it was slobby, right? I don't own sweatpants.
Rich businesswomen. My sweats. Oh, my matching Versace sweatsuit.
No, my mom got me these. I think these are actually like from Kohl's or something.
Sure.
No, she lives in upstate New York. There's no fancy stores there. So I'm pretty
they're
sure.
Michael Kors.
No, I think they're from Kohl's. They're probably like Vera Wang, but they looked cute. And I was like, okay.
These are Vera Wang from Kohl's too. Boy, do I love a Vera Wang at Kohl's.
Wait, there's a Kohl's here?
No, it was in Florida. You got to go when you're out of town. You go on the road, you eat chain restaurants, you go to Kohl's. That's why I do the road. I don't even like comedy. I'm just there for Chili's and Kohl's.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say Chili's. Either TGI Fridays, Ruby Tuesdays, or Chili's because the loaded baked potato. We don't get that
baked potato soup. Have you had the loaded baked potato soup from Chili's? I could do a whole episode.
You know how many calories are in one bowl of that?
None.
Seriously, it's like your sodium and calories for like 3 days.
All right.
I'm telling.
Soup pooper. Fucking ruin my life.
I mean, well, it's either that or corn chowder, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's.
You're never going to think of it the same. No, I know it's like kind of ruined you, right?
Like, I've never wanted to really do butt stuff, but now I definitely am never going to do butt stuff.
I just feel like, what, the front's not good enough? Anybody can fuck a butt. We all have a
butt. Also, like, yeah, how wrecked is your pussy that you're like, just get in the back? Just coming through the rear.
If that's the tightest hole on you.
There's a speakeasy back there. It's called the corn room.
The cornhole.
Yeah, the cornhole. Yeah, I also played cornhole last night. That's wild.
Oh, my God. I know. Okay, so next story.
Yeah.
This one is crazy. So I...
Because that one was just a light
That
appetizer.
Was tame. This one is actually, like, so fucked up. So a friend of mine is a PA, which is like a physician's assistant.
Oh, I was like a production assistant.
This story would be way disturbing if he was a...
Such a more like, man, if your parents think you're living in California as a PA and they think you're a physician's assistant and they find out you're just getting coffee for a reality TV producer and you're like, no, I'm just trying to live my dream.
Just
like,
getting yelled at by
I've been
everyone.
Telling people you're a doctor.
Well, I mean, a PA is not really a doctor, but they are a doctor. I mean,
they can do a lot.
They can do doctor
They can
stuff.
Give you Botox.
They can.
Oh, I don't know. I knew a girl who was a PA and they would give each other Botox. Probably legal and someone's going to like fuck themselves up and go blind in an eye.
Your skin looks great, by the way.
I did a chemical peel.
I mean, your skin looks night and day.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
it was bad. You don't know how bad it is. So you do
it felt like you got freckles or something before.
Oh, I had it. Yeah, that's. Do I not have freckles?
No.
I've been so obsessed with looking at my skin and being like, it's like a new layer. I didn't
know. There's
I've always been covered. I'm a freckly person.
There's none. Where are they?
I did a chemical peel. Skin falling off for a week.
Wait, that was real?
Chunks. Oh, that was real.
I thought that was a joke.
You thought that was like prosthetics? That was my face. That was my real face. You guys, I put out a reel with Steph because we were building this set. And like, it just was the day that it started going bad. Well, our friend Katie French, Laugh Cry DIY, she kind of was the brains behind it, but we did it. Yeah. It's like, it's just so fun.
It's so cute. It's like that trailer park bar in San Diego.
Yes. That's what we were going for. Is like, we wanted a new vibe. It's just Steph and I and guests now. So we're like, let's get like a front yard. She just went to do her own thing. She just decided to go do her own thing. But like, we're like, well, let's mix it up.
Yeah.
Let's make it. We wanted it to feel like a party. Like people are just coming by, sitting in the yard.
I do like.
Having some drinks, which she did take the cooler, which was hurtful, Steph. But.
Oh, yeah. Why'd she take it?
Okay. What, are we supposed to just be sober and talk to each other? Ugh.
Wow, this is really great.
Yikes. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. My PA friend. Okay, yeah.
Yes, go back.
Okay, so he told me that, because I was like, what's like one of the wildest things that you've seen? Like he's seen like all kinds of things shoved in butts, pussies,
there's always
sores. Yeah, everything like that. And
this is our big closer, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, this isn't butt. This is even worse. So a person came in complaining that they had some kind of weird rash on their colostomy hole. Now, if you're not familiar with a colostomy hole, it's for people that can't poop out of their butt anymore.
They have intestine problems.
Yeah, or maybe they had Crohn's or something. A lot of people actually live with colostomy bags.
Yeah, a lot of, sometimes they'll sneak up on you. By the way, if you have a colostomy bag, say it before she goes down on you.
Oh, okay. My God. Because you know they can leak. And basically, it's shit in a bag. So here's the thing. So this guy comes in, and he's like, I have this like weird rash around my colostomy
I'm
hole.
I'm so scared.
Oh, my God. You're going to die. They remove the bag, and he has full syphilis sores around his colostomy
Somebody
hole.
Somebody fucked his colostomy hole?
A guy must have fucked his colostomy hole.
Do you think he's like, I don't know how that happened.
I fell and all of a sudden I have syphilis sores.
I don't know. I sleep a lot on the street.
I mean, do you know how insane that is?
How bad?
And what kind of fetish is that?
Because there's, I'm sorry, like, and look, I don't want to kink shame. There's not a clit in there. What are you hitting?
Probably, like, I don't know. Is it, like, colon?
Wait.
Intestine.
Wait. Did your friend from a foreign country go home with a woman, or did he go home with a man with a colostomy bag? And this
Bingo.
Is all the same.
Oh, my God. You are so smart.
Oh, my God.
Detective.
I also was under the impression that they, and I don't know why I was under this impression, because now I'm realizing it's like, you're having bowel movements into a bag, but I was under the impression that it was, like, a small hole.
No.
I guess not. It's like a gaping hole.
Well, it's not a gaping hole, but it's like...
It's big enough.
There's actually an Instagram account. I know this is, like, really weird, but, like...
Colostomy Instagram account?
Yes. Yes. And, like, I know this is fucked up, but sometimes I can't sleep at night, and I'll take a weed gummy.
Oh, I am too awake. Let me look at colostomy hole.
I don't know why I do that. I'll start looking at, like...
Are you a pimple popper person?
No, that's the one thing I cannot do. Oh, I can't watch stuff.
But a shit bag all day.
No, but shit doesn't bother me. Like, shit and pussy things and... I mean, if there was like a zit on a pussy lip and they popped it, I would probably die. But like, I can.
You ever have one of those? I've had a pimple on my pussy lip once. Or like right in the. Maybe it was in the.
No.
I don't know.
Were you doing like physical activities and maybe just did.
I think it was a lot of like sweat. Yeah, no, it's 100% that's what it was. Oh. Is that I was the like smelly athlete kid. But it was just like, I was like, well, that's a pimple.
Okay.
So. I mean, I did have the thought of like, it's oh God, it's a herpes. Just, and then I just was like, and I'm like, oh God.
Oh yeah. Well, herpes, I don't think you can pop, right?
That's no. Like, do you think people try?
That's like a shingle, right?
Yeah. It's like rough.
I don't really know if it's something like what you get. I've never gotten them. I'm actually surprised.
I got in eighth grade, like canker, like cold sores, and everyone's like, that's her, but like never again.
Okay. So here's the thing.
I thought maybe it was like stress related, but also...
Is. You're born, everyone I think is born with some sort of herpes virus.
Like the virus, okay.
Yeah.
Zoster.
And it never comes out unless somebody else, I guess, has it. And they can bring it out of you.
They bring out the worst in me. Literally my herpes. That's wild that it's just living, well, oops.
Yeah, so I think, well, same with like, if chicken pox, if you have it, some people can get it from other people or just never get it ever.
Yeah, some people are just like permanently, or they... never get the outbreak, but they maybe carry it forever.
Yeah, you can carry it forever. Isn't that weird? I never got it. My sister and my two brothers all had it at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in that era of where people would be like, gotta expose our kids to the other kids.
Oh, yeah.
That was the medicine. Moki, get back in here. Sorry, my dog thinks she's a guard dog.
Oh, I love that.
Is she okay? She... Okay, here, Moki. Stop it.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Sorry, we had a brief... Okay, wait. We've got a... Okay, I guess that's the end of the story.
So the end of the story is that was one of the wildest things that he has ever seen.
God, I know. I'm just really upset because that person's behavior is going to make me...
Yeah.
I'm like...
You're going to think about that.
Yeah, and if I find out someone has a colostomy bag, they're going to see something in my eye and they're going to like, okay, you don't need to judge. And I'm going to be like,
just ask
it's him. Not that. It's, you don't... Can you imagine meeting someone, finding out they have a colostomy bag, and within 5 minutes you go, you don't like let people fuck that hole, though, do you?
I mean, well, hello. I mean, if that happens, I don't think you should ever bring up the reason why.
I also now am like, did that guy have a fetish of getting fucked in the ass and shitting everywhere? And he's like, well, the shit's not coming out my ass anymore. So what am I going to do?
Well, no, I think they sew your butthole up.
They sew it up?
I think so.
They like stop it?
Yeah. So
could somebody please DM us at SlobSpot and verify if this is true or not.
Yeah. I looked on this girl's Instagram account. She like explains how it works. And she's
a colostomy influencer.
Yes, she is. Wow.
She's like super hot too.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, because she doesn't gain weight because of probably whatever is going on with her intestines.
Yeah.
So she's just perfect. Probably. She's got cheekbones up to here and a shit bag.
I mean, but I think I'd rather be chunky.
Yeah.
Than have a shit bag. Because, like, I think it's satisfying sometimes to take a really good shit.
Oh, I love a big shit. It's like coming. When you take a really big one, you're just like, oh, yeah. You ever have those ones where, like, your hair stands up and you're like, oh, yeah, that was the ticket.
I mean, sometimes, you know, oh, my God, there's an actual Instagram account for that, too. Oh, no, there's a website where you can upload pictures of, like, there's different kinds of poop. The things I do at night, listen, I can't sleep.
There's people asking about, okay, I'm going to say this, and then we do have to wrap up, and I'm going to drive into the sea because my mind's eye is forever ruined. But I hope whatever goes wrong in my life that's coming to me karmically, I just wouldn't, obviously no one's like, oh, I really hope I get a colostomy bag. I just know how messy I am with like my purse.
Oh my God.
Wait, I would be.
Where is your purse? I'm going to have to look at it after.
Oh, it's a. Yeah, you can look at it. It's God, we should do that on an episode one day, but it's
what's in your bag?
Yeah, just a colostomy bag. so I don't know. Someone else is supposed to put that in there. I just would be like, I would be getting poop on things. I know I would. I'd have pink eye all the time, which is not what's going on. I have an allergy of some sort, but
wait, you get pink eye. You know how you get that, right?
No, I've never gotten it.
Oh,
but
oh,
I know
oh.
how you get it. That's what I'm saying. If I had a colostomy bag, I'd just be like a bag and two big pink crusted over eyes, like, yeah, you know. I used to think I was going to be somebody.
Oh, God. You look like Bob Costas, like, during the Olympics. Do you remember that? He had double pink eye. I'm like, what the fuck? Did someone take a shit on your face?
Yeah, did you just eat out the shot put's fucking butthole?
I literally was like, how do you get double pink eye? Like, I get it in one eye, but double pink, that means you, like...
You went in face first. You weren't even, like, being careful.
I know.
That meant you went spread the cheeks and, like, sorry... Sorry, Katie. You like spread the cheeks and went straight in, which like, I'm not a big ass eater. I'm usually like at best, done it recently on a clean asshole of someone I love, but it's like a little with a blowjob near the asshole fresh out of a shower.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess Walter's a little more old fashioned.
He is old fashioned because he is old.
In my day, people didn't even know men had butts. I love your husband. He's the best.
I love that you're like, he's old fashioned.
You can't eat his ass. His nickname is literally Duty.
Oh my God. I know his nickname is Duty. Oh, that's the other thing too. We were thinking about naming drinks for the club.
Duty.
And I was like, we should have a mudslide on the menu. Just call it Duties.
That's hilarious.
But then I was like, I don't know if someone would order a drink that's like thick and brown and it's called like Duties.
It's all I would drink and I would demand to have one if I went on stage. Have you guys had the Duties here? This place gives me the Duties.
Oh my God.
And you'd be like, never come to my club
again.
I think
we're gonna have fancy, like fancy fun cocktails. Cause I love cocktails.
Oh yeah.
I want like fun. Like I want to feel like you're like, going on a nice night out.
Yeah, you want people to take pictures of the cocktails.
Yeah, not in like some crappy little, you know, plastic cup that costs $16 for a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, those fucking like Vegas, like giant
straws. Oh yeah, the hurricane lamp. I mean, I'm not one that wouldn't get that.
Yeah, but it's a different place. It's a different vibe. Would you have any ETA on opening?
I think May.
May, all right.
Looking at May, and this is crazy because I last year didn't even know I was going to be doing this. And I booked different things like opening for Adam Ray. In October, I didn't even think
That's
about
exciting.
That.
Exciting.
February 13th through the 19th, I'm in Vegas doing 14
There you go. Yeah,
shows.
Plug all your dates.
February 13th through the 19th, I'm in Las Vegas at the Tropicana, 14 shows.
Ooh, wow.
And then I'm doing Reno April 15th through the 19th in Oh my God, that's crazy. We're like opening like with Jeff Dye and with Jeff Dye that during that time.
Oh my God, like, Reno, go see her.
Yeah, Reno is fun. I love the Silver Legacy. That's like,
dude, I love Reno. Yeah, I got to get back up there.
It's fun in the casinos. That's how I found the Salt Room was in Reno.
Really? Because you're also opening a Salt Room. What the fuck is that, by the way? Okay, we've got to go, but plug your Salt Room.
Okay.
And your stuff,
okay,
obviously.
Mind, Body, and Salt in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard. It is for people who have any sort of joint pain, RA.
That's me.
eczema, dermatitis, breathing issues, sinusitis,
syphilis
allergies.
Around your colostomy. Yeah,
I mean, I would say don't come if you have that. Hit up the ER. Don't come to us.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, so we have infrared saunas with dry salt therapy in them, guided meditation and chromotherapy, and then we have a salt lounge with two huge class 2 anti-aging LED red lights. So it's great for infrared, you know, again, joint pain, collagen stimulation, all of that. Plus, you're breathing the salt, so it's great for allergies and all that.
Well, sleeping, we know snoring. I need to go there. Jesus.
It's a wellness studio, so it's great for people who are, you know, singers and comics and public speakers and things like that.
Yeah, and that's in Studio City.
Mind, body, and salt. And that'll be open next week. And then, oh
my God, next week, you're a machine. Yeah, Jesus.
It's great. That's why I was like, and I need an assistant. So please feel free to put your emails in. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys, become Katie's assistant. Send it to slobspod@gmail.com.
I must have a filthy, dirty sense of humor and work extremely hard and love Virgos.
Oh my God, I do love Virgos.
September 14th.
If I needed a job right now, I would apply. I mean, you guys go get it.
But you have to be very, very organized because I'm like.
Well, we heard what I said about the colostomy bag. Don't be like me, but. Are you type A and you want to assist in making one of the greatest comedy clubs of all time take off and also a salt room and other things? Probably. This woman is a maniac. I don't know how you do all of it.
I don't sleep.
Yeah. Sleep is for the weak.
I know. You know, I'll sleep when I'm done. So.
Well, that's about a week or two from here.
Plenty of makeup for that.
I love you. And where can people follow you?
Oh, okay. So I am official Katie Cazorla.
You already know her. You love
her. I wish there was no official there, but someone took my name in the very beginning when Instagram came about.
We all do it.
I was on a show on E and like I didn't even know anything about social media and somebody had my name, so I had to take official.
Was it just somebody who had your name or somebody like made a fake account of you?
Yeah, they made a fake account of me and Walter. So the fake Walter one is still out there.
There's a fake Walter.
There's a fake Walter. Like it says, oh, I'm in the studio with Mariah this week and blah, blah. They haven't spoken in like 20 years. So.
He's messaging people being like, for $40,000, I'll produce a song for you as well.
I mean, oh my God, how did you know that? That's really like his price.
That's really his price?
Yeah, it's like 40 to 50.
Well, there goes my idea to hit him up and see if he'd do me a friend rate.
I mean, you could. I'm sure you could get a friend rate.
I can't afford the friend rate.
We'll see. Hey, listen, your butt's better than mine.
I love you, Katie. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for sharing the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
Thank you for having me on Slobs.
Yay! Follow Katie. Follow at SlobsPod. Come see us at Houston Riot Comedy Festival, March 23rd to 26th. And subscribe to our Patreon. And go subscribe to our YouTube. Watch us live. And go to the Kookaburra Lounge.
Yes! When you come to Hollywood, Kookaburra.
Sorry, Katie. I'm like, sorry, other Katie.
Oh, my God.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.